At this time, I'd like to call up Dr. Brian Alsip. There you are. Welcome. While he's making his way to the podium, I want to read just a few things from his incredible CV. Dr. Alsip is Executive Vice President, Chief Medical Officer of University Health in San Antonio. He is a primary care physician with board certification in preventive medicine. Listen to these credentials. Bachelor of Science degree from Cornell, medical degree from Georgetown University School of Medicine, Master of Public Health degree from Johns Hopkins University. If that were not enough, he served our country in the military, and we thank you for your service as well. Dr. Alsip, you may not have been here last year, but some of the colleagues that we invited last year, Dr. Porsa and George Hernandez from the university system, set the table for a discussion of social determinants and health equity. So we welcome you and your insights today. Thank you for coming.
Well, good morning, everyone. Can you hear me okay? Great. It's a privilege for me to be here. I appreciate the introduction, and I think Mr. Warner is going to be a tough act to follow, but at least as a physician, I do feel obligated to bring you a little bit more to the clinical side of the discussion as we kind of go through this. I really hope you come out of here with a few things, at least as a takeaway. One is maybe a better understanding of the concepts of health equity, the social determinants of health, and why hospitals in particular really need to be addressing these among our patient population. So before we kind of get into those details, I think it helps to sort of reset as to what is health. You know, we all work to some degree in the healthcare facilities, healthcare world. These are a couple of definitions that I submit. One's from the WHO, one's from Healthy People 2030, which is the federal HHS definition. And you can see both of these kind of imply that it's more than just the absence of disease or infirmity or injury, but more conceptually that there's a more holistic content to it. And it's they speak to physical and mental well-being and the fact that it really is, you know, being not just healthy as an individual, but the well-being of all. And so I think that's a concept, that's a thread that I'm going to discuss here. It's going to be really important to the discussion. So if that's really what health is, you know, what contributes to health or what makes us healthy or not healthy? This is a figure that is from the Kaiser Family Foundation, and you'll see it in the literature in many different forms. In fact, the percentages will vary. But what you see in the middle here is that sort of concept of the holistic health and well-being, and around that is all the things that make us healthy or not healthy. And you can see that even though the percentages are estimates and they vary in different models, and this one genetics is maybe 30%, others it may be 10%, healthcare here is 10%, in some cases it's more. The consistency in the models are twofold. One is that healthcare slice, which is what we do in our world when you go to the physician or go to the hospital, is becoming increasingly smaller. In the sense that we spend a fair amount of time doing a lot of things living, but not all of it is in our healthcare setting. And so that piece is relatively small. And that other half or so among social environmental factors and individual behaviors is significantly large. And it's usually over half of the contributors to our health, no matter what model you look at. So we can argue about the percentages, but keep in mind that's a significant thing to when it comes to figuring out whether somebody's healthy or not. And I would submit to you that it's even more complex than that. So I'm not going to go through this whole figure here. You can look at it in a little more detail. But if you focus on the right side of the screen, that's kind of health outcomes. It's life expectancy, it's mortality. And everything that sort of contributes to that is upstream. And you can see, again, disease and injury is kind of where healthcare has an influence. But beyond that, it's all these other things. It's these risk behaviors. It's where we live. It's where we work, it's our social interactions, and even some of these social and institutional inequities that have been around for years that really are the upstream influencers to health. And so if we in the healthcare field only impact about 10% of that, that's hard to move the needle when somebody has all of these other things contributing to their outcomes. Well, that collectively is now becoming more talked about in terms of what we should be doing about it in our world. Even if we only occupy that 10%, we have an ownership.